Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Chris Euler shares what God has been doing in his life.
Hello, everybody. As I was praying today, I was reading through the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, and it struck me, the reading at the very beginning of the chapter, when Moses receives the statutes and decrees from the Lord that the Israelites are to follow so they may live a life well lived and enter the Holy Land. It's a great gift to be able to be given instruction of how to live a life from God, of how to be the best we can be. And we don't often follow that, but that's not what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about how when the Lord calls us into him, he is there. And in what I read today, it really hit that home. Towards the end of the reading that I was reading, the question is posed, "For what great nation is there that has God so close to it as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call upon him?" And that got me really, really thinking and really convicted. Because the Lord our God is so close to us. He is always present. He is always walking in our midst through the Holy Spirit. He's in our hearts because we're created in his image and likeness. He's in every church that we go to, because when they genuflect in a Catholic church, we genuflect towards the Blessed Sacrament, which is his body, blood, soul, and divinity. He's in the people we meet. He's in everything. But oftentimes in my life, I find myself relying on my own ways. I find myself relying on other people to help me be happy, to help me feel good. I rely on my own pleasure principles to help me look and say, yeah, well, if I do this, I'll be happy. Or if I do this, I'll be happy. But those always end up leaving me wanting for more. And I am so grateful, though, that the Lord gives a spiritual life and not a spiritual moment. Because I don't know about you, but me, I need an entire life to practice relying deeper on him, relying on him more and more. Because we have such a great gift of a closeness of the Lord to us. And whenever we can call on him, and whenever we do call on him, he answers. And it might not be immediate. It might not be the way that we expect. Or it may blow our minds in epic proportions like we've never experienced before. But regardless of how he responds, regardless of where he is and how he shows up in our lives, he's still there because he loves us. And he loves us so much that he will never abandon us. He will never leave us. And he will be with us always. So I invite you, as you're going through Lent, as we're getting towards the end, to really dive into this great mystery that the Lord is close to us. The Lord is always near us. And in times of trouble and in times of joy, in times of just your normal day-to-day life, whenever we call on him, he's there. He comes. He makes himself known to us. But we first need to invite him in and to participate in the grace that he is giving us. And so I encourage you guys to really dive into that mystery this Lent. I know it's something that I struggle with, and it's something that I am working with every day. But I find great joy and consolation when I go to the chapel, when I sit in prayer, and when the Lord speaks to me in a way that reveals his goodness and his love for me. So let us pray. Lord Jesus, it is so good to be loved by you. We thank you for being so close to us that we can just call out to you and you're there. We can call out to you and you may come present to us. Lord, we just ask you to just transform our hearts, to give us the grace that we need to say yes to you and to become even greater vessels of your love. Lord, make us holy, make us happy, make us healthy, so that we can further your kingdom and may help others know how close the Lord is to them. We pray this to the intercession of our Blessed Mother. So we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.